for a community who will support you on your academic journey, the Student Learning Commons has got your back. The Student Learning Commons is SFU's Academic Success Center. We provide free workshops, one-on-one consultations, coaching, and online tutoring with a focus on writing, study skills, and academic English. All Student Learning Commons programs and services are available to SFU students and are approved by SFU as providing ethical, academically honest support. Learn more by visiting our locations in the library on all three SFU campuses, or check us out online at learningcommons.sfu.ca.
Robin-sized woodpeckers ascend the same massive pine trunk. The first woodpecker is tawny brown and cryptically patterned. The second is glistening black, boldly accented with white, yellow, and red. The two couldn't look more mismatched. But this is a mated pair of Williamson sapsuckers, a migratory species that nests in the mountain forests throughout much of the West. Their radically different plumages so confounded 19th century naturalists that, for nearly a decade, the birds were put down in the books as different species. Williamson sapsuckers share western forests with a dozen species of woodpeckers. Yet sapsuckers are unique among woodpeckers in drilling neat rows of tiny holes in the trunks of trees. Sap oozes very slowly from the holes, a food for the sapsuckers. The sap also acts like flypaper, snagging small insects collected by foraging hummingbirds and warblers. The conservation success of Williamson's sapsucker requires well-informed forest management. By allowing low-intensity fires to create open stands of large conifers, and by preserving clusters of old aspen snags, land managers can help create ideal nest trees for Williamson sapsuckers. The West wouldn't be the same without them. For BirdNote, I'm Michael Stein.
You are now listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Simon Fraser University in Burnaby, British Columbia. We strive to provide perspectives that are rarely expressed in mainstream media. If you'd like to know more about us, check out our website at cjsf.ca.
Some people think little girls should be seen and not heard, but I think...
Well, look who it is. It is Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them, a show where the music always speaks for itself. I'm your host, Trevor Klundert, bringing you two full hours of fabulous, phenomenal, fantastic female-fronted radio week after week. We've been doing this for 24 years. You join me every week for this two-hour mixtape where we celebrate and amplify voices that need to be heard. Coming up in the first hour of the program, I've got new music on the way from U.S. Girls, new music from Patty Griffin. I've got Lucinda Williams, Waxahachie on the way. I have music coming up from Hole, as well as music from new music from Wet Leg. We are going to kick off the entire two-hour mixtape, doubling down on our motto. We say every week that Girly So Groovy is dedicated to the women who rock, while Penny and the Pits are absolutely women who rock. Penny and the Pits are a grungy garage punk quartet based out of St. John, New Brunswick. The band conjures up 1990s riot girl and alternative rock energy on their debut album, Liquid Compactor. It's an album that processes feminist joy, rage, and revenge, making their Girly So Groovy radio debut. Let me introduce Penny and the Pits. when we talk about 1990s alternative rock, we talk about that album, that band, that voice right there, Courtney Love and her band Hole. Going back to 1994 on the album Live Through This, it is Hole's rendition of Credit in the Straight World, a song from by Young Marble Giants originally. But Hole does a whole new 1990s alternative take on that song. In the middle, it was just a couple of years ago that Montreal alternative rock band Private Lives made a splash here on Girly So Groovy with their debut album, Hit Record. Well, they've returned with their sophomore release, Salt of the Earth. We heard the opening song, Dealer's Choice. And then kicking off the entire 2 hours here on Girly So Groovy, new music out of St. John, New Brunswick. It is Penny and the Pits, a grungy garage punk quartet, with their debut album, Liquid Compactor. We heard the song Eutychus from Penny and the Pits. All right, we are going to keep this rock vibe going. Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock. How about some really fun post-punk? It is the band Bush Tetras right now here on Girly So Groovy.
Talk, talk, tell the could ever need you. And then I saw your dog. I had nothing to worry about, nothing to eat through. And then I saw your dog. He was glaring at me, acting happy in the street. You know, it took a little effort to see.
When you have had your fill of toxic masculinity and you just want to rock it all away, well, then you've tuned to Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock. The Isle of Wight-based band Wet Leg brought a refreshing sense of fun to post-punk with their debut album and continue to do so now with their sophomore album. With Moisturizer, the new album, Wet Leg have grown to a quintet, and they have seemed to be going beyond virally catchy singles, bringing witty, heartfelt love songs for people who don't want to fall in love. We heard the opening track, CPR, from the new album, Moisturizer, from Wet Leg. In the middle, it is a New York City band that has not received enough girly, so groovy radio love for some time. Lean, dance-friendly, indie rock quintet, Gustav. A band whose songs are smart, witty, loaded with absolute cool. We heard the song Dog. That is from the band's album Audio Drag for Ego Slobs. And then starting the entire set off, a band that I feel like really pioneered the sounds that Gustav and Wet Leg were influenced by. It is the Bush Tetras, scrappy, intelligent New York band Bush Tetras, a band whose jagged guitars hover somewhere between post-punk and no wave. We reached all the way back to 1981 when they released their single, You Can't Be Funky. Lots more music coming up in the next half hour here on Girly So Groovy. I've got music on the way from Lucinda Williams, Waxahachie, Allison Russell, New, Patty Griffin, Rhiannon Giddens. The next 30 minutes, we're going to move from post-punk and kind of dive into indie rock and folk rock sounds here on the program. But before we do that, let me remind you that Girly So Groovy is social. You can find us on social media. We are on Facebook at Girly So Groovy, girly and groovy ending with an IE. We're also on Instagram at GSG Radio. Every week I post the playlists in print. I post links to the musicians and bands featured, links to our Mixcloud listening page. But best of all, you can message me through those social media channels. I want to hear from you, the loyal listener. Which bands do you think, which musicians do you think are just not getting enough Girly So Groovy radio love? You listen to the show. You know what the vibe of the program is. We genre hop all the time. There is not one set of sounds here on the show. Try me. Is there a request that you have? Again, Instagram at GSG Radio or Facebook at Girly So Groovy. But up next, we have new music out of Montreal with Meg Remy, better known under her moniker as US Girls. Alternative rock US Girls has released a new album called Scratch It, and she did just that. She had an itch to scratch, musically speaking. The new album is Meg Remy's Nashville album, and in many ways, Music City has worked its way into the sound of the album. Recorded straight live off the floor, when you listen to the album, it almost seems like you're listening to a concert album just without the audience as part of it. It feels intimate and vulnerable because of that. So here we go. New music right now from US Girls here on Girly So Groovy.
Bringing in the enemies on the trunks of fallen trees, in a clearing freshly filled, the pitch will sweetly smell, the vulgar men will